100 people died today after protests resumed in Ukraine. Ella Banal reports on what's going on in Ukraine's capital.
Kiev is in chaos. Again.
Lots of smoke, lots of burning, buildings are on fire, lots of broken glass in the street.
Michael Manley lives in Miami, and he has three cousins in Kiev. This morning, he talked to his cousin Victor, who has been protesting in the main square for the last 2 months.
He said that basically Kiev is in a state of shock right now. Basically, navigating throughout the city is almost impossible.
The government and opposition had agreed on a truce yesterday, but by this morning, protesters carrying clubs were fighting with police again, and reports say bullets rained down across the square. For the past year, Ukraine had been considering a trade agreement with Europe, but Russia threatened Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych with higher gas prices and trade sanctions if he agreed. The president turned down the trade late last year. Yesterday, ATVN spoke to Professor David LaFontaine, who was in Kiev when the anger erupted in November.
Ukraine right now is kind of split into two parts. There's the western part that wants to be part of Western Europe, and then the eastern and the southern part, they kind of want to go back to the good old days of the old Soviet Union when government took care of everything.
Meanwhile, Michael Manley and others with Ukrainian ties around the world are anxiously waiting to see what will happen next. And despite all the chaos, Manley says his family and many others aren't going anywhere.
Most people who are young and really care about the country, they are sticking around and they're holding their ground.
Today, the White House urged President Yanukovych to pull back his forces, but the administration hasn't said whether the United States will impose sanctions on Ukraine. Ella Bernal, Annenberg Radio News.